Evaluate action plan strategies with client. It is important that action plan or problem-solving strategies wait until positive relationships are established and the client's goals have been thoroughly defined. Given some promising action plan strategies that came out of the brainstorming process or other methods used to identify strategies to obtain goals, the next step is to assist the client in evaluating these action plan strategies. External factors may play a role. While the effect of the economy will primarily impact investment decisions that the counselor cannot advise on, events such as a recession could impact a client's ability to find a higher-paying job or get a raise. Similarly, prevailing interest rates or a tight housing market could impact how easy it is for a client to buy a home or find affordable rent. The counselor's evaluation tools are related to their personal finance skills plus their counseling skills, including communication, interviewing, change management, and behavioral finance. Both categories of skills are needed. Financial counselors consider the raw potential financial gain of a particular approach, example paying off high interest debt first saves more over time, plus the circumstances, money habits, and motivational factors of their client, example paying off smaller debts that will go away faster provides a quick win and spurs motivation. A thorough understanding of personal finance should combine with an empathetic appreciation for the position and perspective of the client. This way, clients are getting the financial information and resources that are most useful for them, and the support given takes into account real-world circumstances. Only action plans implemented consistently can benefit a client. An inefficient plan that gets done trumps an efficient plan that stays on paper. For this reason, real-world attainability and motivation may outweigh raw financial sense in some cases. This is why it is important to revisit what the counselor has learned about the client to make sure the strategy works for them and that they are ready to take ownership of the strategy. Evaluating action plan strategies. When evaluating action plan strategies, the financial counselor should put potential solutions to objective tests. Is the strategy directly related to the identified goal? A client may be trying to cram in action steps that belong to some other goal. For example, if the goal is improving one's credit score, paying off a car loan at an accelerated rate will not necessarily advance the credit score goal and could detract from an action plan item that would have a greater effect. These unrelated action plan items can be set aside for now. Is the strategy directly related to what the client will do or how they will behave? It should not require others to take an action, such as a parent providing support or an employer providing a raise. Does the counselor have a supporting role at most? The counselor will likely have helped with goal refinement and action plan setting and motivation, but should not be asked to contribute to things that the client should be responsible for in the strategy, or it can create dependency. An example of an acceptable counselor role within an action plan is agreeing to research information on community resources, referrals, or financial education subjects, and then providing the related teaching. For strategies that satisfy these criteria, the counselor can then help the client evaluate the financial merits of the plan and the costs, time involved, and other pros and cons. If this is an area that involves investments, the counselor will likely only discuss the concepts and risks, not the pros and cons. While this subject is addressed briefly here, consider much of the rest of the course as content that can be applied when evaluating strategies. Two important areas to consider are obstacles to a strategy and required resources. Obstacles include risks of what could go wrong. Example, a balance transfer to a zero intro APR card cannot be repaid before the end of the intro period. As well as gaps in the client's knowledge, skills, and abilities or resources. Example, a client needs to develop some computer skills or get a new phone before starting to use a budgeting app. A strategy could still be valid even with such limitations, but the action plan should include ways of addressing the issues. Required resources could be contacting public benefit programs, applying for services, or establishing other contacts. The strategy should account for how long such steps may take in the overall time horizon. Assist client to select a strategy that works for them. Assisting the client to select an action plan strategy that works for them requires the counselor to bring together all of the information on the client's personal resources and gaps, personal perspectives, preferred counseling approach, and any client feedback on what has and has not been working. The client is also an active participant in filling in other details as the counselor summarizes to indicate their current understanding of the situation. Communication, interviewing, and listening skills are needed here to help ensure the strategy reflects the client's situation. A client's internal factors play a role. A strategy often requires behavioral changes on the client's part. The counselor can help clients in these areas, especially in understanding the change processes and stages, but it is up to the client to do this work. If a counselor feels a client is not in the right change phase for a given strategy, the strategy could wait until the client is ready. If the client is ready to act on an action plan strategy because it requires less change effort or because it is change they are ready for, that is, they are in the preparation or action stage for the given change, such as following a spending plan, this can play into the evaluation. A client will be far more likely to actually carry out a strategy that has these elements. The client indicates what must be done, how to get started, when to start, and who should be involved. It focuses on the client's strengths and current resources. It focuses on solutions rather than problems. It is in the client's own language and is simple. Complex plans have far less chance of getting enacted, especially if they are hard for the client to understand. Learning how to explain complex subjects to make them seem simple is an art that financial counselors can develop. At this point in the relationship, the client may be ready for some education on subjects they are now much more interested in because they can see how it applies to their situation. Avoid financial examples from textbooks or other sources that do not apply to the client's circumstances. For example, discussing goals involving millions of dollars with a client who is insolvent and does not have access to resources of that amount may just alienate the client. This can give the impression that the counselor is out of touch with the realities of the client's life. For example, a YouTube video about setting financial goals that uses an example of $5 million as the goal is likely to have some clients tune out before hearing the concept. A financial strategy may work well for one client, but the same strategy may be unacceptable to another client. This may be due to the personal factors just discussed, or it could be due to their unique financial situation. Let's assume that two different clients would find the concept of a bill consolidation loan to be acceptable from a behavioral finance standpoint, meaning that neither client seems likely to go out and get some new credit cards and quickly be in even deeper debt. However, one client may be able to consolidate all of their bills into the new loan, while the other might not be able to consolidate some of their bills, such as loans that are secured by collateral or loans subject to garnishments. A solution needs to be right for this exact client's financial situation. Ideally, the discussion of alternatives has led to several financially acceptable options. The education the counselor has provided, plus the counselor's use of interviewing skills, can help clients become good judges of what makes solutions acceptable. They may reject on their own some solutions that are ineffective and unwise. However, the counselor recognizes that clients have good reasons for doing what they do and are operating on the information they have. What is wise for one client may not be wise for the counselor or someone else, so counselors practice being accepting. This is especially true when working with clients who require cultural responsiveness. Example, in Black financial culture, Michael G. Thomas Jr. quotes a woman who decided to spend her tax return on a big screen TV. The person she was working with did not see this as sensible. "I live in a really rough neighborhood," she said. "If I buy this TV, I'll be able to keep my kids and their friends safe in our home instead of them running around in the streets." Ultimately, it is the option that the client is most interested in pursuing that is the one that the client will be most likely to implement. If the client chooses a plan with drawbacks, the counselor can provide information on these drawbacks, but the client has to select whatever solution they feel will set them up for success. If the counselor helped the client learn the process of evaluating solutions, they may learn from their choices and experiences.